May 1, the Heavenly Father's claim. Oh, that there were such an heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Deuteronomy 5:29. God stands toward his people in the relation of a father, and he has a father's claim to our faithful service. Consider the life of Christ standing at the head of humanity, serving his father. He is an example of what every son should and may be. The obedience that Christ rendered, God requires from every human being today. He served his Father in love with willingness and freedom. I delight to do thy will, O my God, he declared. Yea, thy law is within my heart. Psalm 40, verse 8. Christ counted no sacrifice too great, no toil too hard, in order to accomplish the work which he came to do. At the age of 12, he said, "Wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" Luke 2:49. He had heard the call and had taken up the work. "My meat," he said, "is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." Thus we are to serve God. He only serves who acts up to the highest standard of obedience. All who would be sons and daughters of God must prove themselves co-workers with Christ and God and the heavenly angels. This is the test for every soul. God's great object in the working out of his providences is to try men, to give them opportunity to develop character. Thus he proves whether they are obedient or disobedient to his commands. God's works do not purchase the love of God, but they reveal that we possess that love. If we surrender the will to God, we shall not work in order to earn God's love. His love as a free gift will be received into the soul, and from love to love we shall delight to obey his commandments. There are only two classes in the world today, and only two classes will be recognized in the judgment: those who violate God's law and those who obey it. Christ gives a test by which we may prove our loyalty or disloyalty. "If ye love me," he says, "keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me." John 14:15-21.